This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back here to the William P. Heights Athletic Center. The final score, 66-43 in favor of the Lady Hawks. I'm now joined by Coach Batchelor. Coach, a little bit of a more optimistic view this time. Get the big victory tonight. One thing that we noticed was at halftime, it was 34-27, but it was 34-21 with a minute to go, and it seemed like it was almost deja vu all over again. Mm-hmm. What did you tell your team at half to propel them to this victory?
We talked about continuing to be aggressive. We really didn't talk a whole lot. After coming out of the game the other day, we probably did some things a little different than we normally do. We focused a lot on us, and we talked about accountability. I think making a change in the starting lineup gave us a boost. And then, you know, I thought we got tired and we started making some mistakes with fatigue, bad shots, turnovers, which led to us not capitalizing off of where we should have been.
Absolutely. One thing that I've noticed that jumps right off the back, 16 points in the second half for UMBC compared to last game where Mount St. Mary's had 40 points. So the defense really looked like it stepped up in the second half. You mentioned that, the change in the starting lineup. You thought CeCe Byron might be the way to go tonight. She had 30 minutes, 7 points, had one questionable charge call that we saw down here where you were apoplectic on the sideline. We were talking about you maybe going on for Dancing with the Stars or something after those dance moves.
Apoplectic. I'm going to have to take that one right there. I didn't know what that was, but I expect more from Tony. Tony's a great official, and I told him I just was surprised that he let that one get away, but I was glad that we were able to, you know, it didn't hurt us. It didn't cost us the basketball game. So, you know, the refs were great tonight.
Good. Yeah, that's one thing that we talked about is other than that call, it seemed like they made the right calls. So now you've got 7 days off before you go to East Carolina, and then we get into conference play. We got the Christmas break coming up. What's something that we need to look forward to here in the next couple of days before East Carolina?
Well, it's, you know, trying to gel. I think that's the biggest thing. I got a bunch of kids that have not played together before. And, you know, you got, you know, Kiki missed half the year last year with injury. CeCe missed two-thirds of the year. You got 2 fifth-year kids trying to come in. You know, and I think that's the biggest thing, us trying to find a rhythm. And these games like this help us because it helps our confidence. I thought I challenged the kids to be a little bit more enthusiastic than I thought we were the other night, you know. And I thought tonight they came through. And I think it makes them feel good and maybe it makes them buy into each other a little bit more. But I think our chemistry on the floor has got to improve. And it's, you know, conference time is right around the corner, so we don't have a whole lot of time to get ready. And we got the toughest, probably two of the toughest teams, you know, right off the bat that's playing really, really good basketball.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Gil Miles a little bit. She again operated in the lane extremely well. It looked like you played one time four perimeter players and her alone working in the post. And she's back almost a double-double again with 19 points and eight rebounds.
Yeah, Buns is a special kid. You know, she's the tip in transition. You know,
yeah, how about that?
I haven't seen that since April McBride, you know, so that's some flashbacks of something, you know, as a freshman. You know, she can be a special kid. The thing is her to continue to allow us to coach her because she's still a freshman. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes when you don't have the other kids dominating and you're a freshman and you're getting the bigger numbers, those bad habits don't get corrected or you don't receive the instruction really well. And I have to say, thus far, she's really taken that, accepted that being coached, and I think it's going to make her better and even tougher. And I think she'll grow up a lot quicker this year if she does that.
Yeah, also, the change of defense, I thought would change. You went to a zone primarily in the second half, and that was your call at halftime, because I'm going to give you credit for it.
No, the staff, they everything that works is their call. You know, anything that's dumb that we did, that was all on me. But I thought they struggled against the zone. You know, they really get in the rhythm in their offense. They came out, and they hit three threes in a row, and then you play zone. So it's kind of like, you know, what do you play? But, you know, we had a matchup issue when their big girl didn't play, and it forced Tori to have to guard a shooter. And we had talked about going out and guard anybody like that, so when we went zone and I saw they kind of struggled, but I thought we played the zone pretty good as far as our bumping and getting to different places and communicating, and they got a couple looks. You know, the fact that they didn't shoot the ball with, I mean, 10 for 35 from three against the zone, they shot a little bit better in the second half than they did the first half, and that kind of gave us more life because they weren't making us pay.
The last thing we're talking about that I'm going to ask you about and tell you Merry Christmas is that offensive rebound. We're getting a ton of offensive rebounds, 18 for this game, but we don't seem to get the putback right away. I haven't quite figured that out.
Finishing the play?
We don't finish the play in there. Well, we get them. It's one time we had five in a row.
Yeah, and that hurts you. We're at Virginia Tech. We got four offensive rebounds in a row, and we come away with nothing. You're going, great job, great energy, but great effort, but we got to capitalize. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we really try to encourage the energy and the enthusiasm to go after it, but we talk about finishing the play, right. You know, and Tori gets it, and she kind of comes down, and she's a little slow getting it back up, and I just don't think we've seen the best of Jordan Smith thus far, yeah, and that's to come. But I think we got to be a little bit quicker on the finishes, on capitalizing off that hard work of getting that second shot.
I'm going to turn it over to my cohort here, but congratulations.
Thanks, Dave.
Merry Christmas.
Same
Happy
to you.
Holidays.
Same to you. Appreciate you. You and the family.
Well, Coach, you know, you talk about the gelling and everything, and the team so far has been just bothered by injuries. I mean, you know, you mentioned Kerry Eaton. You mentioned Byram. Even Jordan Smith had the nagging injury there for a couple of games. Is that still bothering her, do you think? And when do you think this will all really, really hit its stride?
You know, I'm wondering myself. I thought today was a good step in the right direction, but we still have some ways to go. We're nowhere near there because, you know, I thought we could have played a lot better in the first half, like you talked about, and had a bigger lead. And CeCe's nowhere near who she's going to be. And that probably is not going to happen to midway through conference. So we got to make sure that we don't pay too much, you know, to give ourselves the bad seed when it gets to tournament time. But we just got to grind out every game. And we got to get better. We got to get mentally tougher. And it's going to take time. It's going to take resiliency. And one of the things that legendary Coach Hall, talked to me about today was grit. And that was something that we lacked the other night. And our girls bought into the fact that we needed to be a little grittier. And I think that's going to help us get through those times of gelling, just being a little bit more grittier.
Well, I know we talked about it, I think, after the Wesley game, and we said, you know, peaking. Mm. You don't want to peak too soon.
Right.
So maybe, you know, later down the road in conference play, you'll hit that peak and propel yourself to the conference tournament. But nonetheless, a great performance tonight, 66-43 in favor of your team, and you really put a great display in the second half.
Yeah, I was proud of them. I'm happy for them because they worked hard. They responded, and they need this. They needed this win badly.
Absolutely. After that tough defeat against Mount St. Mary's, come back with a big victory tonight, and now you can go into the Christmas holiday with a big smile on your face.
Yeah, we're going to appreciate this one and enjoy the holidays, and happy holidays to you and everyone that's listening.